Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. My, it's hard to believe this is the last week of the year, 2015. We'll be gone before this week is out. Friday will be the first day of a new year, and my, how time has swiftly passed us by. But we are rejoicing in the Lord. I hope you are as well, rejoicing over the goodness of God, the blessings of our Lord. This broadcast is for Thursday, December the 31st, the final day of the year. And today happens to be the birthday of Sister Betty Foley. And we'd like to wish Miss Foley a happy birthday. Hope she has a wonderful day and is blessed of the Lord on her birthday today. Also today is the wedding anniversary of Brother George and Miss Sandy Woodard. And I hope that the Woodards have a happy wedding anniversary today and enjoy their special day together as well. Also, I'd like to thank the Lord for the good day that He gave us in the house of God last night. I trust that everything went well, and from what I've heard, things went well as Brother Gray preached on Wednesday night. And I hope that you was in the house of the Lord. If you were not here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, hope you were somewhere where you heard the truth of God's Word preached, and give glory unto the Lord. I mentioned to you last week about my wife getting the good news on Wednesday from her doctor that her tumor is gone, hallelujah, and that she's doing well, and so we're grateful for that and rejoicing in that. And while you're listening to this program, we are back in North Carolina this week, spending Christmas a week late with our family. We enjoyed having my mom and dad in over Christmas Day. They actually came in on Wednesday and stayed in on Wednesday and left on Thursday on Christmas Day and headed back. But we had Christmas together and had a good time. Now we're in the state of North Carolina having Christmas a week late with our family, trusting that God's blessing you while you're here for the last week of 2015. I've been preaching a message. I started last week on the first Christmas carol, is the name of the sermon, and a series dealing with those angels as they sang that good news to the shepherds. And I can't exactly prove that they sang it. The Bible says there was a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, it does not say singing, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill to men. But we normally think of that as singing, but I can prove that the morning stars sang together at creation. And I imagine and believe that's talking about the angels of God singing at creation. Therefore, I believe that they were and do sing at the salvation of sinners. I believe that they sing at the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're going to be going on dealing with that this week as well. Not just Christmas week, but this week as well. We'll be concluding that sermon this week, Lord willing, and carrying that on. And now on Monday, I played a repeat of the message that I preached on Friday because of the fact that it was the day after Christmas. A lot of people would not have heard that message, and so I played that again on Monday, and I'm planning on playing a different message then on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. But we'll be finishing up this message this week. So if you will, go with us to the Lord in prayer as we pray. Ask God to bless and help in the program this week. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your goodness, grace, and mercy. I want to thank you for how good you've been to us, Lord, with all of your blessings. Lord, we look back at Christmas holidays, remember that you gave your only begotten Son the greatest blessing, the greatest gift that could ever be given, that men and women, boys and girls, might be saved by the good grace of God. If not for Jesus coming, if not for God being manifest in the flesh, as my dad preached on Wednesday night, if not being Emmanuel, God, with us, we'd never have a chance of going to heaven. We died in our sins and went to hell. But Lord, I want to thank you that because Jesus came, and Jesus lived a perfect sinless life, Jesus died a sinless sacrificial death, taking our place and tasting death for every man. Therefore, people have the opportunity to call on the Lord, to trust in Him, and allowing His blood to be the atonement for their sin. Lord, I want to thank you for that. Father, I want to thank you for my wife getting the good news about her tumor being gone. I want to thank you for strength and health and the blessings you've given us, for the privilege to be able to go back to North Carolina and spend a few days with our family. Father, I pray that you'll bless that time. Father, I pray that you'd bless the time here at the radio as the year ends. Lord, I pray that you would bless that everything go according to thy will. And as they say, the loose ends be tied together. And Lord, it'd be a good year for the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Bless the church here at Island Ford. Have your way, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us. And we're going to be going to the scriptures, as we said, in Luke chapter number 2. We're going to begin reading in verse number 8, read down through verse number 14, take our message primarily from verse number 14, and hope that you'll turn there and read along with us. We've got this song by the Sugar Grove Singers playing especially for us this week, as they did last week. And the song entitled, Hark, the Herald Angels Sing. And I recognize that this is not Christmas week, it's actually the week after Christmas. But I believe it'd be a good time for us to continue thinking along these lines. And I'm glad God gave us the good news and allowed these angels to sing the good news unto the shepherds. And then that's been passed on to us even to this day. And we're grateful and thankful for that. So here is the Sugar Grove Singers singing that old Christmas carol. Hark, the herald angels sing. Well, amen. I trust that was a blessing to you. And I appreciate the Sugar Grove Singers. They've been a blessing here to the listeners at WSOF and WAJJ Radio, and we're grateful for them singing that song for us, and we've been able to play it there on the radio. And it's a blessing to be able to keep remembering the fact that the angels sang these praises unto our God. We're looking in the scriptures now at Luke chapter number 2 and verse number 8 is where we're taking our text. The Bible says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest. Amen. Well, friends, I know that Christmas is already past a week ago today. I recognize that. But we're still talking about this wondrous gift that God gave of His Son. Hallelujah. And we're talking about this song which the angels sang. And I'll be honest with you, the more I've preached about it, the more I've thought about it, the more I've rejoiced, amen, in just this beautiful picture that God's painted of the shepherds getting the good news from these heavenly hosts as they praised God and said, Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amen. And I've been talking about how this affected us, how it must have affected those men as they heard that there on that hillside, as they listened to the angels sing, as they watched in anticipation and saw the joy on the face of the angels, heard the praise and saw that just the jubilation that was in these angels as they sang that good news and told that good news. And I ended up yesterday's program broadcast talking about how that there's some emotions that ought to stir within us when we think about these angels' song. We ought to have happiness and joy, and we ought to have faith and confidence in the message. Well, I got to talking about how that somebody could come to you and tell you that somebody left you a fortune, and yet because of the look on their face, because of the solemnity of their speech, the sadness of their countenance, you might just laugh at them in their face and reject outright what they had to say because they don't look like they really believe what they're saying. But if somebody comes bursting into the room with a smile and a grin from ear to ear and laughter down in their throat and coming out of their voice, and you recognize they're rejoicing, they're saying, my friend, you're a wealthy man because so-and-so just left you a pile of money, then you'd say, well, he seems to be happy about it. I might ought to check into it. I might ought to investigate that. And so I was talking about how that God did not send land, some ugly looking, dark looking, angry looking creature from heaven, if there be such creatures in heaven. God did not send them down to tell this good news, but he sent a glowing faced, shining faced angel and a host of heaven, the Bible said. It's as if that one angel could not carry such good news. It was such a grand tale that one angel could not carry it on his own, or else that one angel, when he started to tell it, the news started to break forth. All the angels had to tell it. It was such a wonderful story and such good news and brought such glory to God. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you, when we hear the good news, I remember when I was a little boy sitting in the Baptist church there at Chestnut Grove Independent Baptist Church on Murdy Road in Millers Creek, North Carolina. I remember hearing the good news. Preachers would preach about heaven. Preachers would preach about hell. Listen, I remember when I was a boy, it seemed like every revival service, there would be at least one message just on hell. And in that message, I mean, buddy, you felt like you was going there because you knew that's where you deserved to go. You knew you didn't have any right to heaven, no claim on heaven. And there's judgment in the preacher's voice and judgment in our own condemnation in our own heart and spirit. And the Spirit of God reproved us of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. I remember those days. But then that message would turn from talking to us about our condemnation. That message would turn towards Calvary. Hallelujah. And point us to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And can I tell you, when I heard that good news, something inside of me, I'm talking about the human part of me, said, I don't know. It sounds almost too good to be true. I don't know if God could have mercy on someone like me. I don't know if I ought to believe this message. But I'm going to tell you, God's messengers ought to have such a joy and such a confidence in the truth that they're telling that it could be heard from their lips and believed by those that hear it. We ought to joyously tell the good news. Amen. And I remember the preacher that preached to me in those days as he told me about salvation and told me about Calvary, told me that he had made the trip himself. Hallelujah. That he had found himself a sinner and he came to the Lord Jesus Christ and found Christ ready and able to save, and it gave me some confidence, and it gave me some hope in my own life. Amen. I want to say, as one of the songs says, I know, yes, I know that Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. Oh, yes, I know. Oh, yes, I know. Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. You know how I know it? Because he saved the worst among you when he saved a wretch like me. Amen. I want to thank God for salvation and allowing me to taste of it and allowing me now to try to recommend that to others. And I went off the program yesterday recommending Jesus to you. Friend, if you're out there and you don't know the Lord, I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you may be confused about what's going on. You may be confused about what to believe. Should you believe in Buddha? Should you believe in Mohammed? Should you believe in somebody else, Joseph Smith or Charles Taz Russell or you just name it. And we got people out there that's believing in everything. There's people that pray to Elvis Presley. There's people that pray to John F. Kennedy. I just heard the other day on one of the programs here on WSOF, they was talking about a temple that was built to a president that had died. And Brother Steve checked it out. There's a temple in California built to the memory of John F. Kennedy that says they believe that John F. Kennedy is the Messiah and that he's coming back one of these days to rescue those that will pray to him. Listen, friend, that is a lie. That is not the truth. And nobody's ever been saved praying to John F. Kennedy. Doesn't matter how good a man you think he was or what you think about him. Nobody ever got saved praying to John F. Kennedy. Nobody ever got saved praying to Elvis Presley. Nobody ever got saved praying to Buddha. Nobody ever got saved praying to Muhammad. Nobody ever got saved praying to Mary. Nobody ever got saved praying to the saints. Nobody ever got saved praying to the Pope. The only salvation, there's only one name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, and that is the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I can recommend him. I can say to you, I know he works. I know salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ works because I've been saved from my sin. Amen. I've been purchased. Amen. Now listen, friend, you may be afraid lest God is about to destroy you. I'm telling you, the judgment of God may be hanging over your head, and you may think God would never have mercy upon the likes of you. I want you to look in our text at Luke chapter 2 and see the angel singing and see if you dare to doubt. Amen. Amen. Listen, you don't have to go to that synagogue of those long-faced hypocrites and hear some minister get up that preaches with a nasal twang and misery on his face while he tries to tell you that God has goodwill toward men. You won't believe that. You don't believe what he says because you see that his countenance shows that he doesn't believe what he says. He's telling you the good news with a grunt, and you're not very likely to receive it. But I'm telling you, go right there to Bethlehem and listen to what those shepherds are listening to. Sit by those shepherds tonight. Listen to the angels singing out the gospel, and by the grace of God, you cannot help but believe that what these angels are saying is precious and is true, and you can believe it and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You can believe that God has goodwill toward men. Amen. These angels sang, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Now, look around us. Look in the wide world around us. Do you see peace? First of all, I don't see that God's honored. I don't see God getting the glory he deserves. Rather, I see heathen bowing down before their idols. I mark the Romanist as he falls down in front of his relics, the ugly figures of the images that they've made idols of. I look around me and I see tyranny lording it over the bodies and souls of men. I see God forgotten. I see a world racing and pursuing after mammon. I see a bloody race pursuing Mohammed and chopping people's heads off that don't believe in him. I see ambition riding like Jehu over the land. God is forgotten, his name is defiled, and he is dishonored. There's not glory to God in this world. Is there? Is that what the angels were singing about? Is that what made them sing glory to God? And I said, oh, no, 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 no. They wasn't looking around the world and seeing the sin and degradation that's in the world. They is looking to glory and seeing God's goodwill toward men. And they is looking in the manger. And they is seeing that a brighter day is approaching. And so they sang peace on earth, not peace today, right during the clamor of war, during the horrible roar of the weapons of war. They could turn and look towards heaven and look towards the future and know that there will one day be peace on earth. Right now, they're not beating their swords into plowshares. Oh, no. But that day will come. Right now, they're making their plowshares their swords. And they're making weapons out of things not meant to be weapons. You know why? Because war reigns. Because men have not allowed the Lord to reign in their heart. I want to ask you again, is that what the angels sang about? I see the wars one day will end. Amen. One day what these angels said will come about. But these angels' song is a prophecy. It is a big prophecy. And it's just as if it's waiting, that the whole creation is groaning for that day to come when the glory of God be shed and spread abroad on this earth and the peace of God reign over this earth. I don't know when it'll be. I don't know. It could be this year before this year's out. I recognize today is the last day of this year. It could be today. It could be next year. It could be a few more years from now. But I'm going to say this. One of these days, he that shall come and will not tarry. Amen. Amen. Or he that will come shall come and will not tarry. Christ, our Lord, is coming again. And when he comes, he's going to cast all the idols down from their pedestals. He's going to dash down every heresy, every idolatry, every form of ungodliness and wickedness and false religion in the world. And he's going to reign from pole to pole, from the north to the south, from the east to the west. In an unlimited sway, our Lord shall reign. Amen. One of these days, the heavens are going to pass away as a scroll, and Jesus Christ is going to reign forever and forever. Listen, friend, there'll be no strife that'll mar our Lord's reign. No blood will then be shed. They'll hang the helmet of war. They'll hang it high and study war no more. Amen. The hour is approaching when the temples of the false gods will be shut forever, when the cruel devils will be booted from the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. The day is coming when the lion will eat straw like the ox, and the leopard shall lie down with a kid, when the weaned child shall put his hand upon the cockatrice den and play with the asp. Amen. That day is coming when the desert will bloom and blossom as a rose. The hour is coming. I believe the first streaks of that golden sunlight of that day may be soon approaching. Hallelujah. They may be about to burst upon the earth. Jesus is coming. The trumpet's going to sound, and the clouds of glory are going to descend, and our Lord's going to come forth, first to rapture His church, and then to come back in the revelation to set things right. Hallelujah. He's coming to get His redeemed, and He's coming to the confusion of His enemy. My friend, when the angels sang, there was an echo down the long corridors of eternity to the glorious future, and that echo said, Hallelujah, Christ the Lord God omnipotent shall reign. Amen. Christ the Lord omnipotent reigneth. Amen. Jesus is coming. Are you ready to meet Him? Have you called on the Lord and been saved by His grace? Thank you for listening.